You want to hear what a manatee sounds like?
Thing where I sing better if I am barefoot. And I don't have socks on right now.
Everyone knows my name. They can read it on my sleeve.
Played a banjo badly.
Feel the heat from the fire that's been burning in your heart.
Like, I love the old vintage stuff.
Somehow the 60s and 19 days, they woke up in the dark.
We had to bury that stupid llama and it took us forever.
How to make music happen, how to make it pretty, how to make it dissonant, and I learned how to sing through them.
Don't have babies with crazy people, cause they never go away.
And then you could take like 6 pennies and tape them to the arm and it would ride over the wave.
So excited about tonight's show. This Moonshine of Music episode is Reckless Bound. Now, Reckless Bound's audio got messed up. The board blew up, spitting out the audio for the performance. Now, that doesn't matter too much. We used some AI technology to process the sound from all the cameras. So, you know, I think it sounds pretty good, amazingly. It doesn't sound as good as it would have. And I'm sorry for that. I can't help it. We had technical difficulties. But it still sounds really good because, I mean, these guys, Reckless Bound, Sydney and Emma, they could literally sing through an old rickety 1940s telephone and you'd be just like, what? So I say, we're going to put it out there anyway with this AI generated extra, I don't know how it processed it and made it sound this good audio from 5 different cameras that were shooting the show. It was a lot of editing work. Obviously, this show was from last fall. I apologize to you guys, Reckless Bound. You guys can come onto the show anytime and we'll record you in the studio or whatever you want and make it sound really good. But this version, I think, sounds pretty amazing. So anyway, let's jump back into the green room. We're going to have a little interview with Sydney and Emma of Reckless Bound, and then a little bit of performance from their show on the National Road Music Series. By the way, get your tickets for any of the upcoming shows. We have them out there on Eventbrite. You can click a link and quickly get tickets to them. We got great shows coming up, so just go there and check it out. And we'll see you in a few minutes. Here we go. Reckless Bound. Well, welcome to Moonshine of Music, Reckless Bound.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, we've got Sydney and Emma, for those who aren't, like, completely in the know yet. Sydney has been on Moonshine of Music once as a solo artist a long time ago.
Yes.
Yeah. But now she's in a duo with Emma here, and you guys want to, like, kind of introduce your band and tell people that haven't heard of you about you?
Yeah, so we're Reckless Bound. We're bound to get a little reckless, you know?
Yeah.
So I grew up in Ontario, Canada, and she grew up here in Indiana. And we met about 3 years ago playing on Broadway in Nashville. And then that night we got a little drunk.
Too many.
And we decided to start a band.
Yeah.
That literally is the story.
The first day I met her, she asked me to start a band. And I was like,
I knew I couldn't do it myself. So I was like, I need the motivation. And it's also scary. So I was like, I need somebody to shoulder that scare.
Yeah.
Well, something I noticed about you guys yesterday, because you were in my studio working on my record, which thank you very much, by the way.
Absolutely.
It sounds great. But you guys, like, finish each other's sentences as if you're, like, sisters or...
Yeah.
We spend all of our time together. Like, when you're in a band together.
Whether that's healthy or not. It's not. But, unfortunately, no. Fortunately, we do, we are very close. We are best friends, and we spend a lot of time together writing songs, doing all the things. And when you're writing, you really get to know the background of people and what they're like and who they truly are down to their core. So, kind of worked out that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know this is a really cool and big show, but what's the biggest thing you've done so far? What's that, you know, thing where you go, hey, this was really cool, we did it?
We did a show in North Carolina, and it was like, it was very much like our first, like, solo original show. Like, we showed up and played three songs, and it was the feedback we got from that that it was just so, like, heartwarming and... Yeah. Very much like, okay, so we don't just think we're good at this, like other people enjoy this, so
it was super fun. We've done a few like artist highlight things at CMA Fest that aren't on the actual strip, they're just off, but they're fun. They do an every new artist every hour on the hour, so they rotate out quite often, but it's fun. You get an hour to showcase your original music, and people are drinking beer and stuff, and so it's a good vibe. It's outside. It's great.
Well, those are really great. I mean, I've been to the CMA Fest several times, and it's really cool when, like, you see somebody like you guys, like, on one of the, you know, highlight stages, and then the next year you might see them somewhere else,
right.
And then suddenly some of them end up, like, at the stadium.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that one... shot in the dark. I hope it's you guys, because then I'd be like really cool to have a friend.
Me too. I really kind of hope that happens as well.
It's like my family always says they're banking on me being rich and famous.
Yes.
They said that's my retirement plan.
My family has also said plenty.
I mean, it's like better than my retirement plan, which is winning Powerball.
Well,
that's like.
I mean, it's a solid backup plan for
me. Yeah.
As long as I buy a ticket, I feel like there's a shot.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're taking one whole step forward.
It may not be a great shot, but
it's there.
You lose all the shots you don't take.
So you guys just put out a new single, and it's called?
If There Wasn't a Tomorrow.
Okay, and you have a record in progress, right? Like a whole album thing that you're doing?
We have a EP coming out.
Okay.
There's not a scheduled date for it yet. Hopefully it's just before next summer. Kind of, it's a more of a summer song to round out the sound of the EP, so we're hoping that's when that kind of plans to come out.
All right.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like a 5-song thing or like a 3-song thing? Or
a 5-song thing. All the singles that we've released currently are going to be encompassed in that EP.
That'll be really cool.
Yeah, hopefully.
I think we're going to try and do some like acoustic versions of it too. It's like nice little bonus tracks. So yeah, it should be fun.
That's the plan right now, at least.
Yeah.
That's great. So when people are in Nashville, where do you guys play?
We're a little bit bopped around. Our updated schedule is on our social media.
What is your social media? Like, just announce that.
If you're looking for us on Instagram, it's at recklessmound_official. If you're looking for us on TikTok, it is the exact same handle at recklessmound_official. If you're looking for us on Facebook, it's recklessmound. And Spotify, recklessmound.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are going to like totally stomp some ass out there tonight?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I got cool shoes, so.
I mean,
right. Not currently, but.
I mean, cool shoes are key. Right?
I mean,
Shoes, cool hair, we'll be set.
It's like, you know, I mean, you guys may be a little young for this song, but there's one by Sammy Hagar and Van Halen, which he says, you know, I went out and brought some brand new shoes and now I walk like someone else.
Yeah,
that's a lyric I always think of when I think of new shoes. I don't know why.
I mean, it's a great line.
Yeah, it is true.
It's a fantastic line. And yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm. I just bought new shoes.
Yeah. Works out well.
So now you're going to walk like somebody else.
Right,
yeah, exactly.
I love that. Yeah. Anyway, good luck out there tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. We hope to see you guys soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks.
This is our favorite song on the EP, at least it's mine.
Yeah.
So, no,
it's good.
You can speak for me, it's mine too.
Yeah. Moonshine and Music is produced by Joe Shelton. Our cameraman Grip Stunt Doublin, I mean, he does other stuff. Brent Lee Smith on audio. We've got Joe Shelton and Tony Seiler. And on artwork, Bailey Shelton. Lighting by Heather Warnstaff. Our production assistants are Patrick Zabriskie, Sarah Shelton, and Ray Hoskins. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Moonshine and Music.